Bishop Bell's Brass Behemoth?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the Bible-defending book, The Dinosaurs of Eden.
Well, Richard Bell was Bishop of Carlisle in England back in the 1400s, and he happens to be buried in the floor of Carlisle Cathedral. But around the edge of the tomb, you can find Latin inscriptions and depictions of various animals that are clearly identifiable. You know, you can see a fish and an eel, a dog, a pig, a bird, and even a weasel. But most fascinating, there are images strikingly similar to certain dinosaurs that I call behemoths. But how could that be, since the bishop's tomb was sealed and decorated over 300 years before dinosaur bones were ever dug up, before dinosaurs were known to have once roamed the earth? Well, accepting the Bible's account of creation and earth history, we know that dinosaurs were created on day 6 along with man. Noah would have taken pairs of each kind of dinosaur on board the ark. The dinosaurs got off the massive ship and lived alongside of man until they finally went extinct, perhaps only a few hundred years ago.
We have much more to share with you about this intriguing topic of dinosaurs and the Bible. One of our most effective tools is our DVD, Dinosaurs and Dragons. In fact, filmed on a location at a British castle, you'll find out that dinosaurs are not such a mystery after all, especially if you open up your Bible. To get this superb DVD, present a gift of any amount when you call toll-free at 888-89-ANSWERS. That's 888-89-ANSWERS.